Hey, good morning. It is January 12th, 2024, and it's fixing to get really cold this weekend.
That's right. That polar breeze is coming on down.
That Arctic chill. So we're here to elevate your day, and we're going to advise you stay inside this weekend, but let's take a look at what's going on this Friday. So what do you have going on for your website work and other things you do?
Well, the main thing I'm working on today is our posts for our Friday Night Live.
Right? Oh, right. Of course. We have those four great segments coming up tonight on our live show from 9 p.m. to 11 Central, 8 to 10 Mountain. That's on
Yes.
diggingdeepertv.com.
Yes.
Great podcast there.
So I hope everybody tunes in.
Right. And that's pretty much what we focus on
on
Fridays.
Fridays.
We've helped some customers do some minor fixes here and there. We have the trade show coming up. The circuit's starting in it'll be
March.
March and April. We go to Nebraska and Kansas, and then back to Texas, right?
Texas and Kansas.
Yeah, you get it straight, Brian. Yeah,
Yeah.
you're driving, right? Okay. All right. Well, I think that's it for our buzz this
Yes.
morning. That's pretty much what we've got going on today since it's Friday.
Yep.
But we want to get started on our daily devotional. So what do we have for today?
Well, we're finishing up The Bridge
Oh,
with
right.
Xavier Cornejo.
Yes, of course.
And
5 days.
It has been worth the wait.
You got it in on me. I was going to say, it's been 5 days of the same devotional, and it's been fun anticipating what's going to happen on Friday. And she just threw the title at you. Worth the wait. Let's take a look.
Your future deserves the wait. Your future is worth the pain because tomorrow will bring you gain. Life ends when you close your eyes and you can no longer imagine anything else. May the hope of a better tomorrow be your companion as you follow. Tomorrow will come, not for everyone alike, but that's okay because each bridge leads everyone to a different life. No one crosses the same bridge.
Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? 1 Corinthians 3:16. Waiting can lead to desperation, but it's in the waiting that we acquire all that we need to cross the bridge. The path is long and will take time. Enjoy every step of the way, no matter how near or far destiny awaits. Perhaps one day, when we celebrate the end, we may realize that the steps that led us to where were just as important as the end itself. It says in Zephaniah 3:17,
"For the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs." The truth is, we are never alone. I'm convinced that our Creator is always with us. We may not always feel Him in the moment, but when we look back, we can see His hand on us and for us. That is when we realize we have never been alone.
And as we saw in the series from the
Chosen,
Matthew 28:20, he said, and he said this a lot, "And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age," when he was asked to be reminded of what Jesus had said.
Yep.
And Jesus said, "And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Matthew was very inquisitive.
He was.
Interesting to learn about him. You may be familiar with the famous poem, Footprints in the Sand, which recounts a dream in which a person saw two sets of footprints, one set representing his own and the other footprints left by Jesus. The dreamer noticed that at one point the two sets of footprints became one set and expressed frustration that the Lord had left him alone at a difficult time in his life. The Lord explained to the dreamer that, in fact, those were the times in which he had carried the dreamer in his arms.
When you feel you have lost your way on the path of life and you are trapped inside the labyrinth, look up. The stars can also be your guiding lights. No matter how tangible the dark becomes, there will always be light above. The sun, the moon, or the stars, and behind them, you will find that God is leading you on. For God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 46:1.
Mm-hmm. Very cheerful sound there in the background, because this is the good news. In my life, there have been many moments of pain, moments I thought I had reached the end. However, when I look back, I realize that what I once thought was the end was simply God leading me to a new beginning. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah 17:14 reminds us, O Lord, if you heal me, I will be truly healed. If you save me, I will be truly saved. My praises are for you alone. Mm-hmm.
So our goal is just to get across that bridge and to continue looking up, because he's our guiding force.
There are a lot of forces out there that are guiding us, pulling on us.
Pulling on us, yeah.
Trying to get us to come in that direction. But let Jesus be your guiding force in this time of uncertainty, because it's certainly a time of uncertainty.
No kidding.
But it's worth the wait. Uh-huh. If you want more of what's to come, be sure to join us on our Faith Matters podcast on Friday nights or any night on our blog. You can follow along as we read through Dr. David Jeremiah's book, The Great Disappearance, which describes to us this victorious end for those who put their faith in Christ. So there is a solution to all of the uncertainty that's out there today. Learn more at faithmatterspodcast.podbean.com.
Nice.
For now, I think that's going to do it. Let's pray and close it out. Lord, we thank you so much for this wait. We thank you, as we learned in the series and in the Bible and in our scripture readings, we learn, Lord, that it doesn't happen instantly. Your plan takes time. We know that you can come back in an instant, but the plan has been going on for what seems to us an eternity. But we put our faith in you, Lord, so we can experience perfect eternity and real eternity. Mm-hmm. Time that lasts forever, to be with you in your presence. Lord, we thank you for this time, and we ask that you just soften those hearts of those who are listening, and hopefully those who hear this are inspired to put their faith in you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
So a lot of things happened on this day in history. It looked like a lot of political stuff around the world. We're going to skip over some of that.
Yes.
But there was one pretty important one. I mean, there's a lot of different ones, and we'll jump back and forth in history here, but what year was it? 1784?
Yes.
When the Continental Congress ratifies the Treaty of Paris, not to be confused with the Paris Accord.
Right.
Tell us about the Treaty of Paris.
The Treaty of Paris basically was just getting, the French came and helped us fight the British. Mm-hmm. And so the Treaty of Paris was how we were able to end the Revolutionary War. They facilitated that, the French did, between us and England. Mm-hmm.
They also gave us a big Statue of Liberty.
They did.
Thank you to the French for that.
They did.
What other things happened on this day?
Well, Motown was founded by Berry Gordy.
All right.
In Detroit in 1959.
Berry Gordy.
Yeah.
Junior. It was Junior, wasn't it?
It was Junior.
It was Junior, yeah.
Yes.
And that was when? 1959? Just a few years after that, in 1962, the first American combat operation in Vietnam. That was reported, I guess, because this literature I'm reading here said this was the year they started operations. I was in the military, and I have some history that we were operating prior to 1962 in Vietnam. However, we'll go with this. In this day in history, 1962, the first combat operation in Vietnam, which obviously turned out to be a failure, which then was compared to the Afghanistan disaster that recently happened, and then this absolute, whatever you want to call it, latest hoax, the Ukraine thing. Anyway, yeah. 1962, Vietnam, we're talking war.
Right. Well, in 1943, the first president to fly overseas was Franklin D. Roosevelt. He went to Morocco.
Oh, yeah, to meet with Winston Churchill.
Yeah. So yeah. He was the first one to fly overseas in an airplane.
Roosevelt, FDR.
FDR. Yep.
Okay. 1966, if anybody likes those Batman shows, that TV show Batman debuted. starring Adam West.
Uh-huh.
And Burt Ward is the sidekick as Robin.
Yep. Well, those are pretty classic.
Cesar Romero portrayed the Joker.
Uh-huh. Hmm,
interesting.
Right.
All right. In 1991, U.S. Congress passed the act authorizing the use of military force to expel Iraqi military leader Saddam Hussein from Kuwait, based on another bit of misinformation on stockpiles of weapons. Because again, that's one of those things I was involved in, Operation Desert Storm. We were over there and there were no large stockpiles found. It all seemed to be a ruse to get us into another war. So
yeah, I think most things are just war-based, right?
Yeah, a lot of this history on this particular resource is.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's our history. We've got some bad history when it comes to the United States of America. Maybe we can find something good. Keep scrolling. You know, I'm just, one of these days, we'll scroll past something good here. I was thinking we had something good, and then I saw Mike Pence's face. So that didn't work. What do we have here?
The
Russian agents down here. We got Putin and Trump, you know, they're buddies. They're allies, right? I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's what it says here.
Yeah.
And
2020, Jeopardy's greatest of all time, Ken Jennings, won the tournament.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Jeopardy's greatest of all time. So something to celebrate today. Ken Jennings, congratulations on your amazing intelligence.
Yeah, he won several all in a row, so
yeah.
I think it was like 10.
So many that I think
episodes.
He had to get
grandfathered
or, you know, said, hey, yeah, it's enough.
Alright.
Alright, so not very good this day in history today. We apologize for that, but we do have some good national days for you here. Let's finish off with that.
Yeah, so it's National Pharmacist Day.
Yeah. Love our family pharmacists and our local pharmacies.
Yeah, well, you know, they do have a necessary job for some.
Oh, absolutely. So, for those who are on medication, you need your local pharmacist.
Yes. It's also National Youth Day.
That's a good thing. National Youth Day.
Yep.
January 12th. Right.
And National Hot Tea Day.
You know, when I go to the Chinese restaurant, I always love to order the hot tea.
Well, you know, and as cold as it's going to get this weekend, I think hot tea is a good idea.
Get that fired up. That's right. And put a little ginger in it, maybe.
Yeah.
But is this a kiss of ginger day or kiss a ginger day?
Kiss a ginger
That'll
day.
That'll get you in trouble. Unless
hey,
you're
we're not
one.
All bad.
Unless you're married to
one. Yeah.
You're calling a ginger any redhead?
A redhead. Anybody who's got red hair, yes.
I tell you what, boys, keep your lips to yourself if she's not your wife or your girlfriend. Otherwise, kiss a ginger day. And otherwise, you'll be looking at some hot situations like that. National Curry Chicken.
Right?
National Curry Chicken Day. That's hot.
That was a good little...
Yeah, it wasn't so good. It was kind of corny. But you can get corn on the side. Never mind. Okay, I think that's going to do it for Elevate Your Day. This was a wacky day. I guess we're just getting crazy for our Friday night show tonight.
Yep.
Oh, it's going to be a good one. If you want to find out more, go to diggingdeepertv.com to find out the lineup.
Yep.
Click on live. All right, that's going to do it. Thanks again for listening. I'm Brian.
And I'm Andy.
May God bless.